You should be warned, the upcoming episode will be full of unfiltered, off-the-cuff discussion. As such, you should consider this your spoiler warning.
Hello, my name is Kyle.
And I'm Ryan.
And when our powers combine, we form... Experience Grind Podcast. The podcast where, for better or worse, for good or bad, we grind out every experience presented to us and give you our honest opinion on those experiences. We have a very, very animated guest with us.
Oh, I'm not going to get through this intro with him here.
No, it's okay. It's my best friend and pretty much my brother. This is Casey, who has a... You've never been on the show, but you've met everybody because you hosted us for our rock band party.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
that we later, we later recorded an episode about it. But Casey's joining us for the second episode of our month-long celebration, I guess.
I'd say celebration.
Yeah,
yeah.
Called okay. Stoner Movie September, and I really hope that this episode is less contentious than the first one.
We'll see.
So we'll see.
We'll see.
But this episode, we're going to be discussing Half-Baked. And we have Casey on this episode because as long as I can remember...
He has been half-baked?
He has been half-baked. And I've never known anybody... Like, this is his favorite movie from what I remember. It might have evolved now, but I know he loves this fucking movie. So I couldn't wait to get him on to talk about it. It was a perfect example. And so before we get into it, though, I have kind of a special treat... For us, I ordered us from Amazon a whole box of these candy bars called Abba Zabbas, which play a very big part in, not big part, but it's what Thurgood, it's his favorite snack in the movie. I have never had an Abba Zabba bar. You guys have never had. I've never even seen these around here.
I kind of thought they were made up for the movie.
I almost did too, and then I researched a little more, and they are actually real. I ordered a whole box. So anybody who sticks around to the end of the episode, there might be something special in it for you. But before that,
we might have a sweet treat for you.
But before we do get into that, we're all going to, for the very first time, try an Abba Zabba bar because Abba Zabba, you my only friend.
You my only friend.
So here we go. Let's all crack these open.
Hey Kyle, what on earth gave you the great idea to eat food on a podcast and just sit there?
It wasn't, you know, I wouldn't say it gave me the idea, but the boys from Tadpog, I think almost every episode now, they eat something on air, and it's always very awkward, and it's always very hilarious. So,
it looks like a Laffy Taffy with peanut butter in the middle.
From what I can tell, it is taffy surrounding peanut butter. That is the basis of the Abba Zabba.
My stomach's kind of churning looking at this. I don't want to eat it.
Just
anymore.
Take a bite. That's all you got to do. I'm
going to try to take a bite like Thurgood. You ready?
Oh, I'm not going to do that, but.
I think you have to.
Abba Zabba.
You're my only friend.
You're kind of weird tasting. It's like a cream taffy. I don't even taste taffy. I just taste the peanut butter, really.
This is like depression candy. Like, they ate this because they had to in the 50s.
Tastes like a payday.
Very similar to a payday. I think it does. Mm. It's not caramel. Man, this is weird as fuck. It stuck to my teeth, though.
Yeah.
This has to be a stoner candy. God. All right. I'm like,
it can't be because it's not good.
No, it's sticking to my teeth. I thought maybe it was because, you know,
I'm liking it less and less as we go on.
So I've had as a reward for you guys for listening to this entire episode, we're going to give you one of these joyful bars.
Well, you can get one if you say the secret code word at the end of the episode. Got to listen all the way. God, I can't talk.
Mm. Yeah, I took a small bite, and it apparently was a good idea.
I took a Thurgood-sized bite. So you keep talking, Ryan, while I finish this.
So this is just garbage. This is a garbage snack. And when our favorite snack episode comes out, we will not be talking about this piece of shit.
No.
Nobody will mention this.
Nobody. I don't think anybody does mention this anymore.
Oh my God.
Horrible.
You might have been the only sale to that Amazon store for Abba Zabbas in the past 5 years.
Okay, like, it's not bad, but it's just, like, bland and weird, sticky. And, like, and it's like, why would you want to waste however many calories is on this? Oh, like, it's not...
I don't know, man. That's,
if it didn't have the peanut butter and it was just, like, a taffy bar, that'd be all right.
There we go. All right, I think it's not off my teeth fully, but I can actually talk now. I'm going to try to wash it down with this glass of Andre here.
250 calories.
That's if you eat a whole one.
No, it might not be.
No man on earth has ever eaten
a whole
Abba Zabba bar.
I would not like to see the guy who eats a whole Abba Zabba.
It's going to be Casey by the end of this episode.
Oh, my God. Casey's going to be on this episode and talk nothing at all because he's...
You know, I mean, if you want and, like, you're really urging, go ahead and eat mine. I will give it to you. It's no problem.
I'm barely halfway through mine, so we'll see, but I might take bites here.
All right, so Thurgood, I have no idea what you see in the Abba Zabba. I've always been intrigued by it. I've finally tried it. I'm not a fan, but I got a whole goddamn box of these now, so I got to do something with them. So maybe people out there will want them, and you can try an Abba Zabba. But we'll get to that more at the end of this episode.
Yeah. Hashtag go fuck yourself, Abba Zabba.
Yes. Yes, indeed. So this movie is about a group of friends who do get stoned all the time, but it starts off with them getting stoned for the very first time. And, I would say we've all dabbled with marijuana in our younger days.
Well, I think everybody has at one point or another.
Everybody in our age group. So I was wondering if you guys possibly remember the first time you got stoned. And if you would like to maybe talk about that a little bit before we get into this episode. Because I remember my first time.
Well, I mean, who wants to go first, I guess, is the question.
Well, I can't. My very first time was, amazingly, I'm going to call him out here, but it was with...
Oh, no.
You got me totally fucking stoned, and we listened to They Might Be Giants Flood.
Cool.
And then we hung out a lot that night, and then we had to play a marching band show the next morning.
I'm going to just pause you real quick. Every time I learn something about... It's just like crazy. Like, he likes They Might Be Giants.
Oh, man.
Because I can't read that dude at all.
he's an enigma.
He is. So, like, anytime I learn something, I'm like, oh, it's a puzzle piece. Like, I'm going to figure this out, like, lost. No, maybe.
No,
or I'm just gonna be left with questions.
They Might Be Giants Flood for real was like that was a big unification for him and I, because I'd never heard it before I met him, but he loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And we would just play it and listen. We still listen to it to this day and have enjoyment. It's a great record. It's what, you got any other enigma questions? I can maybe answer some more.
No, it's not necessarily a question. It's just like him as a whole person.
He's a very unique body of work.
He is.
He's one of God's own prototypes.
He is.
He's a masterpiece.
And his likes and dislikes are all over the place.
Yes.
Like, I just, there's no through line. Like, I can, like, listen to you talk for an hour and be like, Kyle, I think I can guess what you will or won't like. And, like, kind of.
Yeah.
I can't do that with him. I can't do that with him.
Indeed,
don't even try.
No, he was on my side last week, thank God. I wasn't alone in the Dude, Where's My Car, Love.
Oh, that one I would have predicted he would have liked.
Fair enough. Okay, okay.
That one was a...
And then,
oh, okay.
But then
you
on the other end of the,
me today,
the, other end of the
Andy.
Fucking thing, I hate him because he doesn't like Drive. And I fucking love Drive. Although I don't think Casey likes Drive either, right?
I've come around to it. The only reason I just hated on that song.
Oh, man.
Forever, because
the Human Bean,
like,
song is the best part.
I know. It is now. Like, I love that song. But, like, in the movie, they just played it. That was, like, the only song in the movie. So it was just got really annoying in terms of a soundtrack to a movie. So it made me kind of hate the experience. But the movie's great.
I like the song.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm totally on board with the song. But, I don't know. So, yeah, I mean, that was really my first time that I remember. And then many, many, many other times after that.
Question, have you gone back to that They Might Be Giants album since? And
oh, yeah. Like I said, I've listened to it, I would say, even as recently as a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah, it absolutely holds up. It's one of my favorite records of all time.
Every song I have not listened to it, so.
It's all killer, no filler. Every song is amazing.
That's a Sum 41 album.
Yeah.
That one I did have.
But it totally describes that record.
Back to front.
Yeah, that's a great record, too. All killer, no... Was that the one... Was that the second one?
That was...
That was their first one.
That was the first one.
It was Appetite for Destruction or something, or, like,
What was the second one with?
Then it was
the big hit,
Into Deep, and
I remember Fat Chuck. Lip. I'm talking
was
record,
like the third or fourth.
The third
one.
Record.
The third record was "Does This Look Infected?"
That's
yeah,
right.
You're right.
Chuck was
after
fourth.
That.
But what was the second one? The big hit.
It's I like really it's something. It's
I don't
something,
either.
Something.
It's, it also rhymes. No, it's all killer, no filler, and.
This is where sound
no,
engineer Andy
okay.
would be on his phone.
Is it Half Hour of Power is the
that's
first one,
it.
And then All Killer
that's
No Filler is the second one.
Yep.
That's what it is.
There you
okay,
go. You got it.
It's,
you got
I,
it.
I think Half Hour of Power is first, though.
That is. It
so,
is. It is.
I knew it rhymed. That's what was holding us up. So that's really all I got, man. That's
oh no, no. Now this has become a Sum 41 podcast.
Okay,
and we are just going to talk about.
So the lead singer of Sum 41 is a complete human train wreck now. I don't know if you guys know.
Well, it's because Avril Lavigne is just like. The best, and
well, he's also
destroyed
a
him.
Severe alcoholic, well,
probably because of Avril Lavigne.
But he looks all fucking weird now, and it bugs me out, and I hate it.
I've not seen pictures, so I probably will not.
He's got to wear makeup full time.
He's got like the distended belly that like African starving children have.
Oh no,
it's really fucking weird, man. It bums me out. I don't want to talk about Sum 41.
It's weird. Yeah, this took. Yeah,
let's take a, it's
eat,
target, it's
eat
a dark
the feelings
turn.
Away. Now that it's taking a dark turn.
So, I mean, yeah, we've all grown up. It's not something we're partaking anymore, which is why I think we can all freely talk about it now. So, high school age, Ryan, do you remember the first time you got stoned?
Well, I was a nerd, so it wasn't high school age,
oh, okay.
Ryan. I knew of a lot of people doing it. But they weren't, like, close friends, so, like, I didn't feel the need to do it just to, like, hang out and be cool or, like, propel myself forward. So I was like, whatever, I don't care yet. It wasn't until college, and I guess this is how I hear most people. It's like, oh, one time in college, I did in college. Like, that's, like, the excuse or whatever. But it was just, like, one of my roommates, we had a four-room flat, and we each had a room to ourselves in, like, common space. And one of my roommates... I think we were there alone that night. We were drinking a little. And then we were going through Ninja Gaiden on the Xbox.
Nice. Okay.
And he was just like, hey, you know, I do this. You want to go to the bathroom with me? And I'm like, sure. Also, I probably should say, like, go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
like,
so was this gay context, sex or was this marijuana?
Yeah, so we did some
Why
stuff.
Why can't it be both?
And then... no, so we went up because there was the vent in the bathroom and the other roommates didn't need to know. That was the reasoning.
Hey,
now it's coming back to me.
They knew anyway.
They did. Oh, they for sure did. So we went in and I think like a lot of people say, which I don't know, I didn't really feel it or I didn't, I guess, understand what it was.
Yeah.
And maybe, and I think I attribute this to drinking too because they're very different. And so when I'm drinking, like, it's hard for me to tell maybe because it just feels like, hey, I'm still drinking. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't
yeah.
tell the difference maybe. So I just was like, eh, it's fine. And I just kind of really didn't have really much of an interest after that. So
I can see that after not experiencing anything your first time.
Yeah. I think I maybe after that, like, I smoked once more to try again in college throughout my college
yeah.
years. Didn't do it for me. Yeah. I don't know why.
What about you, Casey?
Well, I definitely waited till after high school because, you know, like my generation, and I think yours too, the DARE generation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's
they
right.
They portrayed that as like the worst shit ever.
It's so dangerous. It's a gateway drug.
Yeah, yeah, man.
It is.
I mean,
totally. Because we've all three done marijuanas that are now all three addicted to methamphetamine.
Yeah, like I...
Oh, okay.
I needed to go get some heroin after this.
Yeah.
I'm meeting
yes.
up with a fellow by the bus stop out here.
Right outside, yeah.
Right outside,
I mean, so. I only inject in the butthole because
yes,
that's the quickest way.
Quickest
that's
way
the
into
only
the blood
way
system,
to do it.
For sure, man. I get it.
But my first time, it was over at Kyle's house.
It was. It was my my gateway, and I guess I was...
oh, man, it's all linked.
I was Casey's gateway.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I had never smoked anything and never smoked cigarettes.
You were very staunchly anti-everything
yeah.
for what? Because
like
after
I
you
said,
tell
the DARE generation, man.
I've got a pretty good story, I think.
And, you know, people were parents were freaked out that like kids were going to start turning their parents in because because
parents smoked weed. Yeah,
because they were like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's not a big deal, America.
It's not at all.
No,
but anyway, back onto my first time. It was at your house, and I definitely don't remember getting high the first time, but I definitely threw up because, like I said, I'd never smoked anything before. Mm. I didn't know how to inhale.
I remember
how
this,
not
yeah.
To inhale, and like I was just like, oh, like had to go run over to the fucking sink and just like throw up. And, like,
I do remember all of this, and I think I was with you the second time you tried too, and at that point you were really drunk, and you should never mix being really drunk and smoking weed.
For at least your first or second time, don't do that.
I still couldn't do it even as a seasoned smoker when I was smoking.
I was like, fine as long as I didn't get to one of the...
Yeah. But I think you kind of threw up the second time too.
Yeah, I had to have our buddy pull over on the... old 37 kind of vomited outside of the
Yeah, you just like, you got to pull over.
I didn't want to get it in his nice Audi.
The 37's a highway up here.
Yeah.
In case any of you people
but we were on
are listening not in India.
Yeah,
we're on old 37. That's a big windy
but,
road.
Bringing it back, I do remember, you know, you and I have been best friends forever, pretty much. And
ever since we met as video game characters in the pool.
Yeah. He was... Right. I was Mega Man, and he was Zero/Spider-Man.
Yeah.
We would pretend fight in the public pool,
because
we were poor kids, and that's what we did in the summer, was go to the public pool.
How did you explain jumping between Zero and Spider-Man?
I can't explain that.
he just
he
liked
told
both.
Me he was Mega Man. I was like, all right, I'm Zero then, man.
But he also liked Spider-Man a lot,
I like
so
too,
I want to be that too. But you were very, very... I got into weed a lot earlier than you did.
Oh, very, like a decade.
Yeah, and you were very anti it, but I remember one of my favorite stories was a frequent guest of the show, Nathan, had come over to my house, and this was when you kept your computer at my house.
Yeah, playing WoW, man.
Yeah, and so Casey would just come over after work every day, and I would play Halo, and he would sit in my room with me and play WoW on his computer, because I had cable internet, and you didn't have it, I think, was the thing.
No, man, I was too poor.
That was we
didn't have cable yet.
So you would just hang out every night after work until like 10 o'clock and then go home and then repeat the process. But I smoked a lot of weed at the time, and so did Nathan.
Yeah.
So... Nathan had come over. We were going to get stoned. And a funny side note of this, we didn't have a pipe, and there were no head shops in the shitty podunk town we grew up in.
The Coke can?
No, we did not do Coke can. We found out that the fucking gas station up the road sold corn cob pipes. So we bought a corn cob pipe and smoked weed out of that.
Does it work?
Yeah, it totally worked, man. It's a fucking pipe. We totally got ripped to shit. But we went out and we got super stoned one time, man, and we came in and Casey was a little upset because he was pretty anti-weed at the time. Like, almost, I don't want to say straight edge, but you were very anti it. And
not just like I don't want to partake, but
no,
like you were against.
Yeah, he thought we were almost kind of pretty fucking stupid. He's like, you guys are so dumb.
Yeah.
Well, he was right. Like, that wasn't the weed talking.
No. He's pretty right. Don't do drugs, kids. Do drugs. But,
experiment a little
hashtag
bit.
Hashtag do drugs, America.
But I remember, man, like, we were just... He would get mad and just like
it's getting better.
We could tell he was upset, and it was just making us laugh more because he was getting more pissed off. And he was telling us this story because he had this camera, and he was telling about how he took it to work, and it was like if you know, like some devices would be named. And he told the story of how he plugged this camera in. It's the first time he's plugged it into a computer. And he turns to us and he goes, man, so I plugged that thing in. Motherfucker said bunk cake. And Nathan and I fucking cried for like 10 minutes because we're stoned out of our minds. And he's like, it's,
I'm crying right now.
I know, man. It's still one of these great stories. Like,
I hadn't thought about that forever.
Like the three of us, one of us can just drop that and we immediately know what we're talking about. But motherfucker said bunk cake.
Oh, man. Because, I mean, who expects a camera to just show up, like, in their hard drive list as bunk cake?
Yeah.
Like,
it's so fucking weird, man. And then I remember we were laughing at you for the story, so then you got mad again. But That was, God, that was such a funny fucking day, man. I remember we were playing Devil May Cry 3. Mm-hmm. God.
Do you remember the other time that you yelled something at me and it made me cry because I didn't know what you were saying?
I do. Me and another friend had a nickname for you called Casey Masterpiece, like the barbecue sauce. But Casey, as a young, fragile boy who partook in the act of masturbation, thought that we were saying Casey Masturbates and became so enraged and upset that he went home. Yeah, you like ran home to your house and were so upset about it because you thought we were calling you out about jerking off, which every young boy does anyways. But we weren't even doing that.
Like,
yeah.
As a kid.
Yeah. I mean, it's totally embarrassing, but we weren't even doing that is the funniest part.
Why would we?
Yeah.
Doing that together.
And saying Casey Masturbates has no correlation. Saying Casey Masterpiece is a barbecue sauce. Totally works. But yeah. God, that was a funny time, too. It was funnier after you calmed down and realized what had happened. So,
all stories are better after the fact.
Yeah, way better. When you can turn around and laugh at yourself.
Yeah.
Why not? What are you going to do, get mad about it?
Yeah, for sure. But I don't know, man. That's a lot of fucking pandering. This was a good opening.
Yeah.
I want to start talking about this movie.
Yeah, I guess we'll have a piece of music.
Do you have the music picked?
Nope.
You don't?
So,
yeah, you do.
Sound engineer Andy, Roulette.
Here it is, the sound we're going. Oh, oh I know exactly what
like
we're going
a roulette
with.
Roulette wheel here.
No.
Oh my God.
We're going. We're going.
I'm
with,
going to as well.
We're going with the. I want to talk to Samson.
Oh, okay. That's yeah.
That's going to be the sound. That's going. So here it is. Sir Smoke-A-Lot, I want to talk to Samson as the bumper.
Coming in at number 8, like El Nino. Samson gets me lifted by my main man, who? Sure smoke a lot.
Bitch, you know what I want? I want to talk to Samson. Climbing to the moon like that bitch Alice Kramer. Because it's hard being black and gifted. Sometimes I just want to throw it all down and in my neighborhood. It's the best test around. Samson shit is blessed. Got the whole town on lockdown.
I want to be right there.
Look at this cornrow.
Equalize this shit, please.
So that was fucking Sir Smoke-A-Lot. I want to talk to Samson. One of the, I think, the highlights of this entire movie.
Okay.
It for me, this is just me speaking, but it definitely sticks with me.
I finished my Abba Zabba bar.
You actually?
Oh no!
You
I'm
both
close.
You both? You're enjoying it way more I'm than close. I did. Yeah,
it's better.
Okay, it so it gets get better. Better. All right, so
it gets better.
Just like butt sex.
It gets easier. Maybe
I wouldn't better. Know. Not interested.
I don't know either, but that's what I tell girls. Oh, that's terrible. What? I'm sorry. Sorry. I've never even had sex.
I've never talked to a woman about
it. I'm Kyle Masturbates.
That's not a barbecue sauce.
No, it's not, but it's
that's
true.
A sriracha I'm working on.
So, all right, man. This fucking movie, as we discussed, it starts off with these four friends getting stoned for the first time. And we the characters are Thurgood, who's the fuck?
Kenny.
I got him.
Brian
and
Scarface.
And
Old James.
Who
lovable Old James.
This is something I still say to what amazed me rewatching this movie was how many times in my life still to this day I use random quotes from this movie.
Yeah, I'm the exact same way.
Because like, so when he says he met Old James and then he's like, wait a minute, I didn't even nobody know him to Old James. Gone. Yeah. I will say gone.
Yeah.
In reference to any, like, so I'm playing a first-person shooter and I drop somebody with a sniper shot. Gone. Like, it just, it's one of those things that's stuck in your head that just pops in. It's
yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about the delivery and the timing, and it's that's a lot of what makes this movie great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure once we get to them, I'll start recalling them.
Yeah.
But
I'm gonna interrupt real quick about this opening scene in particular. Did you guys, obviously, you probably noticed, like, the opening, like, the street name is Memory Lane.
Yes.
And, like, a clever little visual gag, and then you go into that joke, and you're only, like, 1 minute into the movie.
Right.
I laughed harder.
At Memory Lane?
At Memory Lane alone. And at the Old James joke than I did at anything in Dude, Where's My Car at any point.
Fair enough. All right, man. I get it. I love the old James joke. Like, it's
so good.
It's such a great, crazy way to start a movie. Like,
well, and then exactly like right after that, when they just like walk into the store and then everyone else is moving regular motion, there's slow motion through the store.
Yeah. And I love all the different ways that they're like, man, I'm not really feeling it. What about you, Kenny? And he's standing next to a fucking comic book hero.
No, Kenny's in the slushy.
That's right. Is it Scarface reading?
Is at the comic book store.
And the superhero just gives a thumbs up that says he's feeling it. Yeah. Kenny's in the giant slushy. What the fuck is Brian doing?
He hears Jerry Garcia in his head,
which
man.
Which is a recurring theme. Jerry Garcia plays a big role in this movie.
I don't know. Is that the actual Jerry Garcia?
Jerry Garcia has been dead for like a decade before this movie filmed.
Yeah. I wasn't sure.
But the guy they have playing Jerry Garcia,
really close,
is fucking spot on to real Jerry Garcia.
In my head, I remember it being Horatio Sanz for some reason.
I wish it was.
And it wasn't. And I was like, why did I think it was Horatio Sanz? And like, I had to deal with that.
I wish it was Horatio Sanz. Not that he brings it up. Oh, man. But like, all right, so that sets a really good tone, I think, for this entire movie. And the fact that like, it shows the friendship of these four dudes, mm-hmm. but then it shows them as grown adults, and they're just complete total burnouts. And they live together, and they do nothing but smoke weed.
Mm-hmm. And there's a guy sleeping on their couch, but we'll get
guy on the couch.
a thing that we talked about in Dude, yeah. Where's My Car, where they almost ripped off that joke.
They
fully
ripped it off.
But it works a lot better in this movie.
Well, because there's more. Well, like, you see the guy on the couch, like, throughout the entire movie.
Guy on the couch is played by Stephen Wright, which is one of the greatest comedians of all time.
Yeah.
I love Stephen Wright. So,
and this is a perfect role or cameo for him.
All right, so this movie is... It's written by Dave Chappelle and, God damn it, why can't I think of his name?
Neil
Gaiman. Neil Brennan. Neil Brennan, who was, you know, they also created the Chappelle Show together.
Yes.
But they're both stand-up comedians, and there are stand-up comedians all over this fucking movie. And I just love all the cameos, all the little guest spots in... Wright.
Let's talk about the cameos, because really, check out our Dude, Where's My Car podcast if you don't, because I think there's going to be a lot of similarities between these movies. And one is the cameo. Like, I had an issue with Fabio just showing up because it's Fabio, and like, isn't that funny? It's Fabio, and that was it.
He is, yeah. I get what you're saying here.
It's like, it's a lazy cameo. These cameos all made complete sense and were like hilarious. Like, I forgot the Snoop Dogg and Willie Nelson cameo.
Yeah, and they're great.
And then the stoner types that they're compared to are fantastic.
Yeah, like, exactly.
And then you've also got Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
You've got Janine Garofalo. You've got...
the fifth.
Kind of representing the Willie Nelson shirt. Yeah. He has a Hawaiian shirt on in the movie.
You've got Bob Saget. Yeah. And what's his face? Who's the black guy?
Have you had to suck cock for weed?
Yeah. It's what's his fate? Eddie Griffith? Is that Eddie?
No,
it's not Eddie Griffith.
Not
okay, my apologies.
Oh no, it's slipping me now. I can't even picture what he looked like. I just watched this movie 3 hours ago.
So did he.
Back to the, it was written by them, but it was directed by Tamara Davis.
Yes.
Which she only did like two other movies. She did Crossroads, not the Ralph Macchio version.
She did the Britney Spears version. Which
look at that. I got that.
And then what was the other one?
Billy Madison.
She did Billy Madison?
Billy Madison.
God, I love Billy Madison.
CB4, the Chris Rock movie, too.
CB4 is fucking great, too.
Right?
Crossroads is garbage.
Well, that's what you had. You had, I think, Billy Madison, then CB4, and then you had Half Baked, and then Crossroads, and then she just disappeared.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Crossroads killed her career.
And it should have. Funny story about Crossroads. So I used to work at a movie theater.
Right.
And
I'd finger bang to it all the time.
Would you?
Crossroads? Yeah.
Okay.
Not Britney Spears, but Crossroads.
She loves rock and roll in that movie.
But I don't even know what it's about.
It's a stupid coming of age story starring Britney Spears, who I love Britney Spears musically, but I fucking hate the movie Crossroads. But because, and here's the story. So my fucking movie theater I worked at got it. And we had this assistant manager who was a very... large stereotypical lesbian woman. If she was on a roller derby team, you would be like, oh yeah, she's absolutely on a roller derby team. You would not be surprised.
Why do you have to be on the roller derby team to hear that she's on the roller derby team, though?
No, okay, maybe was a little bit into Andre. If you heard she was on a roller derby team, you would be like, that makes total sense. Butch defines this lady. she fucking loved the movie Crossroads, okay? So it was a total garbage flop in the box office, right? Didn't do much. She kept this movie like 3 weeks past when we were supposed to turn it back just because she fucking watched it every day in the theater. She would play it and then walk down and watch it, even if nobody was in there. Oh my God. Didn't care. She kept it for 3 fucking weeks past. The fucking theater had to pay a fine because of it. And she didn't get fired. And she loved this fucking movie, which is one of the worst movies ever. It's garbage. It's total fucking just vanilla shit. And she, I don't know. So I hate it more on a level just because of the fact that she loved it so much. Plus, I hated her as a manager. She was terrible. I had some harsh feelings towards her.
Sounds like we opened a Pandora's box.
Her name was Julie. She worked at the newspaper in Bedford, who was a, I don't know if she works there anymore.
Don't deal with the Bedford location.
She's terrible. And I hate you, Julie. Still do.
I was going to make the connection that Tamara Davis was married to one of the Beastie Boys. But
really? Yeah. Which one?
I had it in my notes that I...
Oh, man.
Was it Ad Rock, MCA, or I can't remember the other one. What's the third Beastie Boy?
Adam?
I thought that was Ad Rock. I thought they were all named Adam because they were Jewish, too. So that's what? MCA, Ad Rock... Because MCA is also MC Adam, and then there's Ad Rock, who's Adam.
Well, she's maybe it was, is Mike D one of them?
Oh, yeah, maybe. I think it is Mike D.
I think it's him, but anyway, she's married to one of the Beastie Boys. And
still married to her?
From what I can see, yeah.
Okay. They're
still married. That's what it said on Wikipedia.
I really like all of your work, Tamara Davis. Except for
Crossroads.
Except for Crossroads.
Now she just does like TV shows once in a while.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I think now there's like an MTV show called Mary and Jane. That's about like two Hollywood drug dealers that are like 20-something girls, Mary and Jane, and they sell weed. And she's directing the episodes, I think.
So it's a total ripoff of that HBO show?
Weeds?
No,
Girls?
Weeds, the Showgirls. No, it's the new HBO show about the guy that delivers weed on his bike.
Oh, and I do know what you're talking about. I don't know the name of it.
I can't think of the name either because I'm fucking deep into Andre. So
could
I'm
be. Not... I think it's more of like a comedy. I think it's like Half-Baked, essentially. MTV was just like, well, let's get the woman who's doing Half-Baked and nothing else.
What else? Oh, so is it Stephen Baldwin?
Billy Baldwin.
It's Billy Baldwin.
It's Billy Baldwin.
He's the MacGyver smoker.
Or is it Stephen Baldwin? I don't know. Who is in Biodome?
Stephen, man.
No, Stephen's the one from 30 Rock.
No, that's Alec.
That's no,
Alec?
But
Alec.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Alec. I know Alec
Baldwin. It's Alec.
Alec
it's,
is. I'm
it's
sorry.
it's Alec,
Alec Baldwin. I know in 30 Rock, but when I said that, I meant there's the episode where they're doing the made for TV movie.
Do that?
Yeah,
nobody
yeah,
goes
I'm sorry.
To that.
That's,
I thought that was Stephen. That's Stephen Baldwin. Yeah.
So then who's Biodome?
That is.
That's Stephen as well. I thought.
So then it's Stephen.
Is it Stephen?
Because the guy who is in Biodome is in Half Baked.
Is that the, that's the last cameo I can think of.
That's the one.
And Tracy Morgan, who we discussed doing.
Yeah, he introduces Sir Smoke a lot.
Well,
yeah.
And Tommy Chong.
Tommy Chong is he, what's his name? Is it Squirrel?
Squirrel Man.
Yeah.
Squirrel Master.
Yeah.
And he's got Fuzzy Nuts is his squirrel's name.
Well, and also, I mean, again, we're talking comedians. Harlan Williams.
Yeah.
And fucking Brian is played by
Jim Brewer.
Jim Brewer.
Who, what I've heard, has never been high in his life.
No, he was actually high on the set of this movie. It was one of the first times he started to smoke
weed.
That's
what I thought.
Yeah.
I thought that what I heard was complete bullshit, because it's like, that dude just seems stoned, but I didn't want to be like...
Well, and what... Here's a funny anecdote about the movie. So the guy who plays Samson is... he hated this movie. And
it's like Clarence something.
Yeah, and he demanded, he's like, well, if I'm going to do this movie, I'm shooting everything today. And when he made that demand, it was after Dave Chappelle and all of them had broken, so they actually went and got high. But then they had to come back and shoot all of his scenes, and then he got even more pissed because Jim Brewer, it was one of the first times he got stoned, and he couldn't fucking do the ending scenes because he's ripped, and it took so much longer.
Yeah.
And the dude just got more and more pissed off at him. Because he couldn't focus.
Yeah.
And
that's so funny.
I just love that part.
Well, all right, speaking of him, Samson the boss, like, that final fight scene is a lot of fun. And, like, really
go back to kung fu movies.
It is. Yeah. It's that, and it's also moving forward in time. Like, I think Pineapple Express kind of does the same thing in that fight,
also,
where it's
they
just
use
like
the Batman song.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Well, that's not the only reference to old Adam West Batman, because they do it earlier when they like show the weed thing come forward and come back.
Yeah.
When they
do
like a wipe to a new scene. I love that part too. It's, I don't know, man. It's, this movie's so much fun, and again, it doesn't take itself seriously.
No,
but it delivers.
But it does.
It delivers what it wants to.
It does take itself a little seriously because it's in the real world. It's not Dude, Where's My Car, where there's like aliens
with the Looney Tunes-ness. Yes,
and they're getting hit by cars and stuff. It is.
I kind of tie that to where they're flying. I feel like I'm going out on a limb here, but the part where they smoke the medical marijuana.
Yeah, and it's
they fly to get Kenny out of jail. But they also, like Scarface thinks about selling pot. I have kind of a little small theory that, you know, that's not what they thought they were doing. They were just talking about, man, this stuff makes me feel like I can fly. And then we'd go see Kenny in jail if we could fly. And he would be like, oh, I'm a fish. No, I'm not. And then.
So you think it's all taking place in their mind?
Yes, but it's more. It's funnier to tell and show
visually that
they're flying to the jail. And,
well,
you know, they're sitting
it's like Big Lebowski.
Stuff.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
Those scenes where he's like flying through the city and bowling through giant pairs of legs, that's not really happening, obviously. It's
him being
it's
fucked
the same
up from
thing.
Being knocked
yeah.
out or, you know, on drugs
exactly.
or alcohol.
Exactly.
So.
It's just a cool visual technique that I think only doesn't really work when the dog starts flying.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like so clearly that dog is
just
laying down on the floor.
I think
that's and it's
just
real
a throwback to that being just a joke in general.
It was. And it's Superman. Like, if you hear the theme when the dog's
Superman
going
theme.
Out, it's like the copyright version of the Superman theme. It's like, it's so close. It's like, ba 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 ba. It's just like a little off.
I love, so going back on that, like, my favorite part of this entire movie, and when it came up again, was after Killer's dead. Killer is his dog.
Yes.
And fucking Brian is telling Killer's life story.
Man.
Oh my God, it is the funniest thing in this entire movie, dude. It's so over-dramatized and just like, but Killer, you know, he killed Nibbles, yo. He had to do it, man.
Now,
he didn't want to.
Now, Killer was born to a three-legged bitch of a mother. And for that, he was always ashamed.
And it shows, like, the picture of the one puppy over by himself.
Yeah.
Oh, my God,
shows,
dude.
But he was bought by this man, Tito something.
It's and it's so it's just so a fucking mindless rambling of a stoner.
And then
it's so good. And
right
then
after that comes the best line that I still use. You have smoked yourself
retarded.
That's from the... Man, I'll pretend to be Jamaican.
That's right.
I'm
sorry,
Jamaican.
What are they? But there's another
which
good line.
That's my
you guys
favorite
smoke
thing.
Entirely
too much reefer.
That
that's
was after
right.
that
that's
one.
That's right. But that quote, we'll get on
Jim
that.
Jim Brewer, like
bit,
the
yeah.
whitest dude ever. He's like, I'll pretend to be Jamaican.
I can't believe I messed that
man,
up.
You have smoked yourself retarded.
I'm probably deep in the Andre too. Man.
That's all right, man.
That's how it turns out. It's
so
you know that's fantastic. Also,
both
jumping back to that fight, the titty falling out.
The titty falling out is
great.
I
forgot about. I completely forgot about.
Oh, yeah?
And maybe because I saw the Comedy Central version so much.
It was cut out.
And it's cut out. But like that.
She sits there forever. Like, she doesn't cover up or anything. She's just like.
He's just like. And Scarface is like, oh, damn, girl. Your titty.
Fully, man. Fully. That is a fully.
I love.
And that joke was ripped off in Deadpool. Like, Colossus. Telling one girl to pull up.
Oh, man.
That's from Half-Baked. Now I know.
Yeah. Love in the fight scene, my favorite part of it is when he fucking throws the piranha at the chick. And then there's that super fake scream. I love that fake scream.
But, like, you see her tongue. She's like, ah.
Yeah, it's so fucking weird, man. I love it.
The crossbow threatening is really hilarious, too. And, like, I think Dave Chappelle says something to the effect of, like, I don't want to go out by crossbow or something. Just like so funny.
To die from crossbow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's just so much fun. Like, everything is just. The whole movie is almost memorable and quotable.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
God,
when fucking Scarface quits his job, that's iconic
fuck
as hell.
You, fuck you. Fuck you. You're cool. fuck you, I'm out.
And he throws the fucking hamburger
in that kid's face.
The hamburger is like the exclamation point on an already fantastic joke.
And the guy,
I lost my shit.
The guy calling the orders out to him is Neil Brennan. That's his director cameo.
I don't know that. Yeah.
He's like, turn around and ask me for heifer with cheese, yo. I'm right behind you.
Sorry.
Why you got to make me feel inferior? Because I'm on a grill, B. Man, back to the fight scene. We're just going to jump around because Andre's fucking us up. When he says, this is your Cuban friend, or what is it? Your Mexican friend.
I'm going to take your little Mexican friend here, and I'm going to kill him.
Yo, I'm Cuban B.
Yes, Cuban B.
He calls him Cuban. He thinks that's his name. Like, oh my God, man. So much of this movie. Good. Like, I remember, all right, so I saw this movie in theaters, but me and my buddy had to sneak off to see it. We had to have my mom take us to the theater to see another movie, and then we went and bought tickets for this, and because that's the only way we could go see it.
Because this was R, right?
It was, R, it was R, but it was also like, I was like 12.
It was before they started using fuck in movies. They never say fuck in this movie.
No, they do once.
Do they say fuck once?
It might be in one of my quotes,
I mean,
I think it got the R because the titty was out.
They say shit a few times, but I know they kind of, they err on the side of caution when it came to
Christ. Well, and I think it also got R because of the fact that it's drug use.
I don't have
use,
it, but it is was, definitely one was, fuck at least. But one fuck gets you a PG-13, too.
Yeah, that's
so
what I thought.
It is,
get a little
but there's a lot of drug usage in the movie. I think is what pushes it to R plus a titty.
And that it just kind of like celebrates it. It's like, it's okay with it. It's like, hey, this is what it is. And it's,
and this was the 90s. Again, more the Dare generation.
Did you,
when like,
all right, I paid attention this time. Did you hear the prices of the weed that was going for? Like a dime bag for $60 with Willie Nelson? I was like, that's
also
fucking pricey. Is
here's something you got to take into account. This is in New York. And from what I know from the Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank podcast, he lived in L.A., but once he moved to New York, he was pissed because the weed sucked and it was so much more expensive.
What? Does it like inflate with the economy? Like, how does that work?
Yeah,
like,
just the area, and it's so much harder to get. And I mean, because think about like a lot of weed comes in from the West Coast, and to get it all the way there to the East Coast, it racks up the prices more. That's what I've always heard. Weed is super fucking pricey in New York.
So that part did not. So maybe that makes sense.
Yeah,
it took me out of the movie for a second. I was like,
I remember when a dime bag cost a dime. You know how much condoms cost back then? Shit, I don't know either. We never used them. Fucking Willie Nelson, man.
I'm not even a Willie Nelson fan, and that like bowled me over. I was like, I need to listen to some of his music. God
damn
it.
How about that when Thurgood went on his date with Mary Jane, he only had $8. You could not do, like, he took a taxi cab for like $3 and 50 cents. Yeah.
He bought her the hot dog. He fucking stole money from
the
homeless dude.
He stole money for the spare change for your brother.
Don't mind if I do.
That's such a fucking clever gag, too. Like the money counter in the corner.
Just constantly going. Yeah. It's like a pop-up video reference
and
almost.
We should talk about Sir Smoke-A-Lot because you said that's one of your favorite parts of this movie. And I agree, but I think that might be because like that feels like Chappelle's show. Like that's almost like a Chappelle show sketch. Because
it's a total parody cranked up to 11.
And it's
like
Lil
Wayne saw that movie and like based his career off of seeing Sir Smoke-A-Lot.
Yeah.
Like, Sir Smoke-A-Lot is such a fun character. I love the fact that it's also Dave Chappelle. When I didn't know that it was Dave Chappelle. Oh, like,
well,
they
give him the green contacts.
Well, in the first tons of times I've seen this, I saw this movie. Like, I didn't even know who Dave Chappelle was, but I'd never put together that it was the same guy.
They did that. They did those scenes really well. Too.
Yeah.
Like,
well, it's almost like what Eddie Murphy in Coming to America, where like that one actor plays like several roles in the movie.
Yeah.
Almost. It is hard to tell them apart.
It really
like,
is.
Like he does a good job. It's almost like Rick James. Now, like after seeing Rick James, like that voice is Rick James, but it like. To Dave Chappelle in the movie as Thurgood, very different. Like,
it's
you
such
can't
a
tell.
Like it's such a different character. Like,
it's good. His
said, I need a Becky.
Yes, yeah.
When I'm impotent, bitch.
He had sex with my mama. God, if you listening, hell.
That's it. That's the one.
That's totally fucking.
It's so good.
Yeah,
it's so good. I laughed at everyone, and then it just kept building. For that whole scene of him like opening up to Thurgood.
And he buys a pound of weed for $90.
Man, some told me to bring
dollars.
Right? Yeah. I was like, no way.
Give me a not pound that, of your Swedish I don't think Chiba.
Any Chiba. One of us has ever bought a pound of weed.
No.
But
no,
man, no, you no. can do the math and like.
It's not $9,600. No. It's not almost 10 grand for a pound of weed.
So speaking on how they get the weed, Thurgood, if people haven't seen this movie, Thurgood actually finds out that he works in a pharmaceutical company as a custodian for someone who.
Or a janitor if you're a dick.
If you want to be a dick about it.
And they happen to be testing the medicinal effects of marijuana. And so this scientist stops a black man that's a janitor to go and get him some weed from the second story store.
But he doesn't know what he's getting. He just says, can you go pick this up for me?
But like. He just gives it to him like a janitor.
Yeah. Well, I love every time he gets like the first time he
are
gets
you,
it.
Are you saying that's
pants?
Like a little racist? I'm like saying, what are you saying here?
I don't know what I'm saying. I'm drinking Andre.
That's okay. I mean, I don't take it offensive that.
I don't
just
think it's racist.
Like,
I think it's
well,
hilarious.
This story no, needs to like, move ahead this way.
Yeah, exactly.
It feels like plotty, yeah. Not like offensive.
I just like when he gets the first, he's just like, Mom, guess I'm picking this up. And then the lady sets it down the first time. He's like,
the whole thing, like when it starts, he's like, excuse me, janitor, I know this isn't your responsibility, but could you be a deer and go pick this up for me? And he's like, yeah, hey, scientist, I know this ain't your responsibility, but mop the rest of this shit up. I'll be right back. Like, that's another great joke. Yeah.
I love that he calls him scientist. Yeah. And he calls everyone just like scientists, yeah. Like yeah. Talking to them. Like, okay, scientists, like they would to him as a janitor. Brilliant.
He's just a dick, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you're a dick to him, he's probably gonna fire right back. So, mm-hmm.
All right, I just need to say it. Like the one scene I forgot about, or maybe like I was too young because I've not seen this movie in years. When they're discussing the money being used, where Scarface buys the house and the dog. And Jim Brewer spends $600 on stuff. And then he's like, well, what about you, man? You bought that pearl necklace. And he's like,
obviously, Brian, you missed the point of that conversation.
And it's just a quick throwaway line.
Yes.
And it's like so subtle and well done. And like, I lost my shit. Like, I was so watching great. This at work today. And like, there were several moments where I had like stifle. That was one I couldn't. I was like, ha! And I had to look around
it's
to make
so
sure.
It's so good.
So yeah. Who is your guys' favorite character in the entire movie?
Well, that's a good question. Mine would be Dave Chappelle, Thurgood.
Thurgood?
Because it's just that like that dry, sardonic wit more mm-hmm. so than like Jim Brewer's being a very good stoner as a stoner type. Mm-hmm. And then I actually think Harlan Williams is doing something really funny. And
yeah.
What has Harlan Williams done after this? Like
not much.
Nothing. And then Guillermo Diaz's Scarface he has his moments.
I like Scarface. My favorite is I love Brian.
Really?
I love Brian.
I'm probably going to have to go with Brian as well.
I love
because he's the stereotypical like super.
But he plays it so well.
He does
I love it
well, yeah.
I love it when they make him take his shoes like everybody takes their shoes off and he takes his off and then they tell him that his feet stink. But he's
wearing
fucking
sandals,
man. Like that's the part. I'm like, they're like, yo, Brian, put yours back on,
he's
man.
Like, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, it makes no fucking difference. He's
when
wearing
he's
fucking Birkenstocks.
When he's running across the roof and he loses one of them.
Yeah, and he goes back.
When he's climbing up the ladder, that's one of my favorite parts.
I love when he quits the record store, gets fired, and
not
like,
gonna do.
Well, that's the total Jerry Maguire playoff. But when he's talking to Jan, he's like, Jan, do you want to like be my girlfriend? She's like. Oh no! I'm a big dyke.
It's Sarah Silverman's sister.
Is it?
Yeah, that's why I learned today. It's like Jen Silverman, I think.
You know, they do the voice of Ollie and Andy from
Bob's Burgers.
That's
all right. So just on the record, so it's on camera. We need to do a Bob's Burgers bonus round.
Okay, I will absolutely.
That show's fantastic.
Yeah, that's the best show.
All right,
I fucking love Bob's Burgers. But mm-hmm. yeah,
all right, so back in.
I love that Scarface is wearing dead president's makeup. This movie, it's all
full
of references.
Makeup, yeah.
Yeah.
As soon as Thurgood gets out, he just starts immediately
mopping.
He'd be shot immediately.
Yeah, if he started moving. Yeah.
Mop, he'd be shot.
Yeah, that's a statement on black people in America today. No. Good reference, Casey.
That's
that's what I'm here
this
for.
Fucking high, fun, enjoyable movie, and you're going to bring it down with political...
I think,
well, right
I
after
think
that,
Kyle did that.
Right
all
after
of
it, I'll bring it back because immediately they're like, well, at least Brian got away. And then he falls out of nowhere.
Says, oh, my nads.
Oh, it's so good.
This movie is just, I didn't expect it to hold up as well as it had. I haven't seen it in a long time. I was like, well,
I still expected good things.
Yeah. That it wasn't going to hold up.
Yeah.
I think it really did.
Probably, like,
I had faith.
The one part that sticks out to me.
Out of
nah, man, it's yours.
Oh, no.
You guys can split it. You can do it like Lady and the Tramp style.
I mean, no.
Yeah.
I was like, if we need a picture for,
No, I love, like, for me, the one part that sticks out to me, like, that I think, and it's not detrimental to the movie or anything, it's just, I think, I don't know how they knew how to do this part, but, like, the club scene is very awkward, because, like, the music, like, isn't loud, but it's supposed to be loud, and, like, I've seen that shot.
The sound mixing is not good there.
I've seen that shot tons of times in other movies where it's way more believable, but in this one, you're like, they're definitely on just a quiet sound stage at this point. But, I mean, again, that's just complete, total nitpickiness.
I got a nitpick then, too, because, like, everything really works in this movie for me. Like, I legitimately think it is funny from start to finish. Like, even the ending line, like, I love weed. I really do. But not as much as pussy.
That's right.
The end. And that's it. Like, that's really funny. So, like, this movie had me from start to end. Horse dying and then the fart sound is the only thing where I'm just like, that's, ugh. Like, it just made me sigh.
Before that, I love when he's like, hey, feeding girl, him. You hungry?
Yes.
And that fat black lady.
All that's funny. And then immediately after, like, the horse dies, when the cop comes out, it's like, say her name. And he, like, he can't get it
butter
right.
Snuffs.
Butter snuffs. No, that's not it. It's like butter cups.
Cups. Cups.
Like, that's all funny. But just, like, the loud, comical, Blazing Saddles fart noise coming out of the horse as it's dying. It's just not needed.
Well, and on that note.
Amateurish.
On that note.
Yeah, go for it.
Like we kind of discussed a little earlier, this movie, the whole premise is this kindergarten teacher feeds a diabetic horse a bunch of sweets and kills it, so his friends have to sell weed to raise money to get him out of jail.
Yeah, to pay his bail because he killed a cop. Because
he
police.
Was considered a cop killer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love when they're arresting him and, like, it just shows the close-up of the guardian. He's like, stop the hate, child.
I mean, yeah, I don't have anything really negative to say about this movie. For a movie, and like, I've listened to Neil Brennan talk about the making of this movie, and on a whole, he's not very happy with it. I guess it's completely different from the original idea that they had.
But man, it's a masterpiece.
I don't think it's bad. Like, I don't know if I would want to see the original one he wanted to make.
I think the only thing I could say that maybe, like, coming from an artist and his thing being changed is maybe it feels slight. Like, it is just, like, a comedy. It's, like, a fantastic comedy. Mm-hmm. But, like, maybe in his script he had, like, something more to say in the subject. Like, maybe it went deeper and maybe even darker. And, you know, that's okay, too. Like, I think you could still do that. Like, Chappelle's Show was that. Like,
maybe, but I don't
Chappelle's
think it
Show
would be
went,
the same
like,
movie.
Dark and serious,
yeah.
but, like, was funny. It would
know.
Be a different movie.
It would
and
be
that's,
a different movie.
I think why he is that way
and
about
it. Probably, it's probably, you know, I'm not him. Yeah. I can't speak for him. But I would agree with that assessment. Mm-hmm. But
which it would just be different. Like, not better. But
something that I you know, it is definitely like almost a love letter to potheads and pot culture. Because one thing that I know that they name all of their smoking devices in the movie.
After actors.
Well, not. Yeah. I just know a lot of people that...
Is that something... Okay. Yeah? I don't know.
I was going to ask if you guys had ever done it. I know some people that do. I've only had one piece that I've ever named.
Nope.
But I had a pipe that was kind of spiny and brown, and I called it Davakian, which was the Skyrim word for Dragonborn.
Oh, Davakian, yeah.
Yeah. So,
Did you name like Davakian. Other stuff in your past? Like, a lot of people name their cars. Like, I've never named any.
I did have one car named.
See,
I had a
never
green
have.
Taurus called the Green Hornet because it had no muffler, so it had like almost no air restriction, so it was a little faster and it did make a buzzing sound. And I had like the. the shit across the top of the windshield, and I had the Green Hornet written on that.
You had green headlights at one time, and then you got pulled over.
I did.
They said they
and I do.
Oh, they're not street legal.
Well, and they're reserved for like medical.
Really? And I'm like, green? Who the yeah. what? Who has green?
I've never
Nobody.
Seen green.
Nobody.
Yeah.
The cop just wanted to be a dick. But I've seen so many cars now with like red and blue. Like all these new fucking Mustangs,
the RGB ones,
and I'm just—it's crap.
I think Sir Smoke-a-Lot would have had green headlights.
Absolutely, fuck yeah, it would.
A car made out of weed.
Yeah,
that's actually probably true. It, like the shag carpet from Dumb and Dumber, like that big floppy dog, except just weed. It would be.
I would drive that car.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
Like what a like theft liability.
Yeah,
that car's gonna get damaged real quick.
Park it in your garage
on a hot day. Like, you get fined.
Imagine, like, nothing be, like, moldy for a while.
So, I guess...
Weapon of dank destruction, that car would be.
Episode 2 of our Stoner Movie September.
Yes.
Half-Baked has turned out way better than episode 1, which is what I predicted. I figured
we'd... so much more to talk about.
Well, let's keep going. One. What else you got, buddy? You got all these notes that you had.
That you but didn't
then you
bring.
Ate. Man. Then you ate all these Abba Zabbas.
Man, those Abba Zabbas—they're not half bad once you drink a bunch of Andre.
What else? You got anything else, Ryan? While Casey tries to think, this is dead air. We're just going with dead air, guys.
This is dead air. Well, he's gonna edit it out.
I know. Yeah. We hope.
Let's see what there is. Like,
I mean, this cast is diverse, which is. Something coming from Dude Where's My Car, which is like a bunch of white people and their white problems, and then like the most one note stereotypes.
Yeah.
As opposed to like real actual black and Mexican people and
he's Cuban just... B.
Thank you. That's good. And we even said this.
Yeah.
Right, so yeah,
totally.
It.
The part where they finally, you know, we talked about how, you know, he said you have smoked yourself retarded after Brian tries to pretend that he's Jamaican. But when they actually go meet Samson, and he pretends to be Mr. Nice Guy, and he's like, well, you know, I be from Jamaica, Mom. And he's like, what part of Jamaica? Right near the beach. Boy! Like, that's one that I still
quote good.
Today. Like,
of course I'm Jamaican. Why else would I have this hat?
I was surprised you didn't have fake dreadlocks too, because I've seen hats like that with the fake dreads. Yeah, but
earlier in the movie, when he's talking about the Rastas, he's like, "If you're desperate, you can get it from the Rastas in the park." But that shit ain't even weed half the time. I don't fall for that no more.
Those poor Rastas.
And then in the bodega.
Bodega is one of the most iconic scenes. I feel I did not know what a bodega was till
I did not know until I saw that movie.
Well, and I think we have a bodega here in town. It's right up the street on Black's Mercantile on Walnut Street. It's absolutely a bodega. It's like a shitty little convenience store that doesn't sell gas, basically.
Okay,
but it's in the middle of the town. But I don't think they sell weed there. But I've never shown my ass to them.
Yeah, that was always good. Like, he was like, you can tell these places from their incredibly old merchandise. And, like, he's walking to the store, and there's, like, nothing on there, and everything has dust. Mm-hmm. And then they just don't remember. He's like, the only thing is they don't remember you. And so he finally has to move him. He's like, it's kind of degrading.
They call him Old Black Ass.
Hey, Black Ass! Why didn't you move us earlier, eh?
It's kind of degrading. Stephen Wright, again, is fantastic as Guy on the Couch. That nobody knows. Everybody thought it was the other guy's friend.
He's so good. It's such a good gag.
When they finally call him out on it, he flips around. He's like, Thurgood, that's not the priority right now. What you need to do
is the robbery.
Is how to get that weed and get Kenny out of jail, okay?
Mm-hmm. I'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't know where else to take
this. Who's the actress that plays Mary Jane?
It's the same chick that was the black chick in The Craft. That's all I remember. The Craft with Neve Campbell.
Oh, God. I see it now.
And
she was, like, really, really cute in this movie.
Yeah,
like,
she's really cute
really
in The Craft,
fine.
Too. Yeah, I like her in this movie.
I don't remember positive things about anybody in The Craft, though.
It's got Neve Campbell. I had a giant crush on Neve Campbell as a kid. Oh, my God.
No, I never did.
That was my thing. I hated scary movies when I was younger, and I watched Scream all the time for Neve Campbell. So I'll just say that. But yeah, Yeah, I can't think of her name. I thought it's a little silly and dumb that her name's Mary Jane and her father's in jail for selling weed, but
4 years, just 4 years, just for weed.
Well, it is. It is, and it isn't.
But it's plot, and it's serving as a.
It's plot and metaphor because he's giving up one addiction for another addiction.
That's true. Yeah.
And like it kind of makes sense thematically. And I would imagine this is probably Dave Chappelle's first script. So like it might be a little easy and blunt, but at least he's trying to do something here.
I love way to end the movie.
It's really good.
I love when he introduces him and he's trying to play off that he smokes weed and he introduces her. He's like, guys, this is Mary Jane. Yes, what we talk about is we'll burn one on a train.
Yeah. Burn one for good. Go to work.
She's like, no, guys, this is Mary Jane. Meet her. Say hi to her.
Shake her hand even.
And then when he's like, you want to go get some ice cream? And they're pretending to be asleep. Like,
motherfucker said ice cream. So yeah, there are quite a few fucks in there, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I mean, we
not a lot.
We
but
could totally
there,
sit here
like one or two
enough to warrant an R rating.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, it's again. I don't have much else to say. It's a fun movie.
It's just super quotable.
It's quotable. It's stupid as fuck, but it still holds up. I was really surprised by how well it held up. I do think now watching it, it holds up way better than Dude, Where's My Car? I think it can still be relevant and funny. Way beyond where that does.
I don't ever even think about Dude, Where's My Car?
That's what I was trying to say last week. The Smash Mouth of 90s comedy.
If we're talking just pure quotableness, there's two quotes from Dude, Where's My Car? Which is Dude, Where's My Car? And Dude and Sweet. That's really what people quote from that movie. Whereas,
and then?
Maybe. I guess. But where it comes to Half-Baked, like, dude, we've quoted almost everything.
This whole
movie.
Podcast could just been us quoting.
Yeah.
And it would have been as entertaining as any of our other podcasts.
I don't know, man. I think
operator with an emergency breakthrough from your sister. Samson to Sheila. Mama fell. Shut up, bitch. That's one we quote all the time.
We do say shut up, bitch, all the time.
Shut up, bitch.
If you have somehow lived your life to this point and have not seen Half Baked, you should fucking watch it.
I think it's
like 96 minutes
long. No. It's 78 minutes.
78.
Before credits. 78 minutes.
That's like an incredibly short movie.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically like a long episode.
Yeah.
And really, it could be like a long episode of Chappelle Show. If you like that or you think any of that kind of humor or something similar to that, you'll like this. Like, I don't really see even... I don't know. I don't think even people who don't partake in weed or do any of this stuff, like straight edge people, I think will still find this movie very funny.
Because, again, you know, going back to earlier,
there's probably a better word for that.
Well, no, even when Casey didn't smoke weed back before, you know, he doesn't now too, but back
when I first watched it,
he loved this movie, even though he was pretty, very harshly anti pot. He was like, no, but Half Baked is amazing. It works.
It came out in 98, so I would have been 12. Shit, 12. So I wasn't even...
But
I've never had a smoke or a drink, and I thought it was
I don't
funny
think
when it
most
out.
People watched this movie when it came... Like I said, I snuck into the theater to see it, but a lot of people came to it later. It's become more of a cult.
They actually
had a little bit. Like Wet Hot.
Promo for it that didn't make... It wasn't in the film, because Brian says, I'm a professional... what are those parking meter jumper? And he tries to jump one and he hits his nuts.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I don't remember this at all.
Yeah, I don't think I'm making this up, but like there was a promotional trailer for that included him doing that, but that was not in the movie at all.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I feel like 90s movies did that a lot.
I don't think, I never saw a trailer for it. I didn't know it came out until it was on Comedy Central. And then I caught it. And I was like, this movie's great.
Yeah,
like, maybe a year or two later.
I swear there was a trailer that had him trying. He's like, I'm a professional jumper. And he tries to do it. And he hits his nuts. And he's
I remember being blown away that Casey liked this movie so much. Because I was always like, man, you don't smoke weed,
man,
though.
Andy showed me that movie. Not sound engineer Andy, but our other friend Andy. He showed me this movie in his apartment above his mom's bar. His uncle's bar. And man, that... It was just so funny to me.
It's a great movie.
We watched for like a week straight.
Yeah, it's a great fucking movie. It still holds up. It's from 98. Go fucking watch it right now if you haven't. Even if you have watched it, go fucking watch it, man. Half-Baked is hilarious still.
One word review.
One word review of Half-Baked. Fun. I'll say fun.
Okay. Casey.
Dank.
Oh, I feel like you could say that for any movie this month, but
it's a safe word. Go ahead.
I would classic.
Classic? Okay, yeah.
I think it's a cult classic. I think it's perfect.
That's
for what it
word.
Is. Classic.
Cult classic.
All right, dude, the hyphen, cult yeah. hyphen dash classic. Okay, cult classic then.
Works, totally works.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. That's
dank cult classic.
Dank cult classic.
With two hyphens. I'll hashtag. Change mine to.
So, I mean, that's going to wrap up, I think, episode 2 of hashtag Stoner Movie September. What do you got, Ryan? Abbas Abbas?
We got to do the word.
What is the word?
For the listeners.
Okay, here's the word. If you've listened to this point and you would like an Abba Zabba, either on our Facebook, which is...
Let's all re-say a word at the same time, and then we'll combine the word.
What about... If people would have, because we didn't mention it, people would have to know the secret word for when they were supposed to call in the feds. Do you remember it?
That I do know that one, but it's not the word I was thinking.
Okay.
It's abracadabra, yo. But that's not the word I'm thinking. And okay. I think my, all right, but I'm fine with saying all three at the same time.
All three say one word and then
we
squeeze them together.
There's two places you can send this to us if you've heard it and you want a free Abba Zabba.
Yes.
Reach out to us at
Facebook.com/experiencegrind
or at
Twitter.com/expgrindpodcast. Why are you not giving me the .coms, Kyle?
What? I don't know.
Why are you
not
saying
that? Well, with Twitter, I thought you would just do the at sign because most people do it that way.
Oh, I don't know. It's at
expgrindpodcast. But anyways, all right, so at the count of three, we will all three say what we think the code word should be, and then we'll come to an agreement. So it's one.
Hold on. Has to be good, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's something from the movie.
Oh, it has to be from the movie.
I would think so for this episode.
Is it just one word or can
yeah.
it be a line?
No, just one word. One word. I've already got mine. I mean, I've had this wrapped up since we started.
What if we all say the same word?
Then that's easily the word, but then we'll all say it and if we'll have a discussion, then we'll I think we should have already had this word. I've got the word.
All right,
let's go.
Okay.
All right. One, two. Three.
Garcia.
Bodegas. What'd you say?
Garcia.
Like Jerry Garcia.
It's either going to be that or pussy.
I think bodega because he gets weed from the bodega.
I said Maui Wowie.
Maui Wowie is a weed. Yeah.
Maui Wowie.
I say bodega. You can also get candy
help!
From it.
That's my word.
I like bodega.
We're going bodega, goddammit. Because you get weed,
no,
you get candy bars.
Put them all together. Just make one...
Don't try to go to your bodega though and buy weed.
Don't do that.
Bodega, Maui Wowie, help!
Nobody will ever do that. I want to get rid of these goddamn candy bars. Send us the word bodega either at facebook.com/experiencegrindpodcast or at Twitter @expgrindpodcast. Send it there. If you have some reason to do it at email, we're also at experiencegrindpodcast@gmail.com.
Guys, get these Abba Zabba bars. They're delicious.
They're actually pretty good now.
We've got a lot. We'll give it to you if you really fucking want for some stupid reason.
Because they're actually pretty good.
We'll autograph it. I don't know.
No, we won't.
We will, but I don't know.
I'll draw a penis
with a monocle. But you
have to request that.
He will. He'll draw a penis. But there we go. I mean, I'm gonna stop us here. That's Half Baked. It's episode 2 of our hashtag Stoner Movie September. I've enjoyed this episode a whole lot more than I did Dude, Where's My Car? So,
yeah, because one was a good movie.
Yeah. There we go. So, you know, Casey, thanks a lot for fucking coming by, man.
No problem. This was fantastic.
I look forward to when we get together to do our Mario Kart episode at your house in the very near future. And,
I'm going to smoke all of y'all.
Maybe we'll have you back on for that episode, too. So.
Oh, I was going to ask.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed you as a guest. You've done really well as a guest.
Put you on the spot right now. Are you going to bring him back, Kyle? Did he pass your test?
I think Casey should be a guest again.
I feel like I needed to be a bit more vocal in some of the exchanges, but I kind of let you guys do your thing since it's your thing. So.
It's your thing, too.
Yeah,
you're
we
a guest,
do this
buddy.
Thing every week. We want the guests to do the work.
Yeah, we're tired
so
of
we
this.
Could just sit back.
We're phoning it in. No. Thank you, Casey. It was a lot of fun, man. I'm glad you were on the episode, dude. Ryan, I love you too, buddy. And audience, go get baked. Oh, you thought I was going to say go fuck yourself. I didn't. We're Experience Grind Podcast. Bye, guys.
Hi, this is Ryan, and if you liked what you just saw or listened to, please check us out at experiencegrind.com. Find us on facebook.com/experiencegrind, at Twitter, over at twitter.com/expgrindpodcast, where Kyle's tweeting out a lot of stuff all the time. And then you can always find us, our podcast, on iTunes, Stitcher, Twitch, or even on YouTube. Find us, just search Experience Grind Podcast. We don't have a channel yet. Stuff super easy to find. But please subscribe. We'll get there to you, make it even easier. And as always, if you like what you saw, we cover mini games and episodes every week. There's sure to be something you love. And as always, grind out.